We left off yesterday with what seemed to be almost like a strange din that emanates from our sugya, and that is when you have a situation of a terovis, and we're not quite sure exactly what the right numbers were, what the right ratios were at the time when the terovis began. So if we would have Rocha Kodesh and we'd know that it was Shishim, okay, that would be wonderful, it would be great, maybe. And now, later on, we're trying to count, so we can't quite figure out what we have Shishim. Now also, the Gemara has this whole idea that maybe we can make the following kind of cheshbon. Maybe, even though Bashehu Shom, right in front of us, if we're just going to measure the heter and the yisur, we're going to fall short in terms of shishim, maybe we can take into consideration some of the things that are not even here. Some of the heter that's not even here anymore. Where is this heter? Where did it go? So science has dictated to us that it goes in one of two places. Either it evaporates into thin air, or it goes into the walls of the kedera. So it's possible, at least the way some Rishonim are reading the Gemara, that those parts of heter that are no longer with us may still be okay to reckon shishim, because maybe we can say, well, even though right now we only have 58-1, but if we were to take into consideration the heter that's no longer here, since at one time it was here, that's good enough. So Rashi had a lot of technical problems with that. According to Rashi, the Gemara did throw that out as a possibility. That was one opinion. Rashi says, Metzias is not going to work, because how could you ever make such a statement that, well, some of the heter was here and now it's gone, because in the same breath, the same way some of the heter that was here and now is now gone, some of the yisur was here also is now gone. So the Gemara Shuk, you still don't have shishim. So Rashi rejects the whole concept. Rashi says that, yeah, in one place the Gemara was somehow ignoring and denying that reality, but l'mais, when all the dust settles, says Rashi, when you get it, it's chesed, but now if you realize that this is a very academic discussion, because l'mais, it's never really going to happen. But not with what Rashi said, the Rashba was maniac that, but what if you really did know the facts? What if it's really honest to goodness true that you have that way of determining that at one time there really was shishim in the heter, and right now there is not shishim in the heter? Can you say, my debola kedera? Will that really work towards the cheshbon? The Rashba says, yeah. The Rashba says that even Rashi would concede to that. Rashi was opposed to it on the Tzias grounds, but if there's a level we can somehow figure out that the types of the rates of evaporation or blias or different blias in the heter, so the Rashi says, well, taka would work. According to the Ramban yesterday, we saw, the Gemara even says that. The Ramban claimed that was even one side of the Gemara. So we have this very, very strange concept that if we're looking at the numbers right now, so the numbers don't look very good. It looks like what we have is, let's say, Chelech of Isser is 1, and Chelech of Heter is 58. It doesn't look good, but if we start looking for by the Bala Kaderas, we may be able to go over the line. Where are we going to look? So we have multiple places of looking. Either we can look for stuff inside the walls of the Kadera, or we can look for something from the Omos HaYonim already, stuff that already floated up to back to Shemayim, would evaporated, and you get the impression from the Rashi, but either one of those things would be okay. So we were opposed. How could there be such a thing? How could anyone say such a thing? This flies in the face of what absolute Yisayda, Zanuchas, Asfahetta. What does it fly in the face of everybody? So what two magic words? Chayiz v'nei. We say it's a favor shadim. Nobody argues. Nobody argues. There's a little chayiz v'nei that if you have a tarayves and you started out with shishim and then you added up more iser, so that's going to pose a problem. That's called chayiz v'nei. Even though the original Issa was both of a shishim, but if it added subsequent Issa, that changes the numbers. And now the Tav comes back to life, and the Issa comes back. This chesameis for the Issa. So Frek the Ramban, Frek the Rash, Bakasha, he said, how good would we be dying from our sugya that if we knew Baruch HaKadosh, that we have some extra numbers over here, these couple of things that don't exist can throw us over the edge. How can those add up? 2 plus 58, quick. We're out. Metcon, Econ, we're out. Was it 2 plus 2? 60. Good. Just checking. Sure, higher mathematics. So, Frek the Ramban, Frek the Rash Bakasha, how could you tell me a story that you're going to add up the 2 of evaporated smoke to the 58 of the stuff that's in here, of the Davar Hepta that's here? How are you going to add up the math? Is that Lemaisa, it's not here. Right now, it's not here. So right now, you're down to 58. So like, great. Once we have Ruach HaKadosh, and at one time, we had 60. So at one time, you were Mutter, but now you're Usser.
Manishtana, whether you eat it yourself or whether you detract it. That was the Ramban's basic kasha. So Ramban gave a very, very difficult teretz, and it wasn't our problem with the teretz, the Ashbet problem with the teretz. We tried to work with the teretz yesterday. Maybe it depends whether Chayz Vinia be a dime, not be a dime. We didn't really understand that. We tried to give a little razzle-dazzle to the teretz. We weren't really sure. We kept on, faking ourselves out, but we thought we knew what we were saying, but it was awkward. So come to Rishayim and say, if you look at the Rambam, you'll figure out how the Rambam dealt with this phenomenon. The Rambam was also bothered with this kasha. See, if the Rambam, when you learn a Rambam, you're learning a fundamentally different way than Rishayim. We've said this many times. When you learn most of the Rishayim, Rashi, Taisus, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Rambam, those Rishayim, so they're commenting on the Gemara. So you see the way they learned the Gemara. And after you figure out how they learned the Gemara, then what do? Then you plug in and say, so now what would they say, Lamaisa? After they walk you through their perush with the Gemara, sometimes they'll tell you what their maskan is, and sometimes they won't, and you have to plug it in. But everything they're writing is emanating directly from their interpretation of the Gemara. With the Rambam, what are we missing, Rabbi Say? We're missing the middle step, because we have a Gemara, see over here. Then we have a Rambam, 800 years later, and the Rambam never wrote, or if he did write it, we don't have it, that step in between. How did the Rambam learn the Gemara? So when you learn Rambams, everything is backwards. When you learn Rambams, you first see what the Rambam said, and then you have to go reconstruct the Tanakh. What did it say in the Gemara? How did the Rambam learn Pshat in the Gemara? So when you read this Rambam, you see clearly the Rambam was bothered with the same kasha everybody else was bothered with. There's no question about it. But the Rambam had a unique solution. What was the Rambam's unique solution? The Rambam interpreted the phrase by the Bola Kedera to mean what? Exactly what? Exactly what it says. You know, the last day, yesterday, when we started talking about Debala Kedera, so I kept on kind of like fudging over something. I kept on saying, what does my Debala Kedera mean? My Debala Kedera is a very, poetic way of saying, it's not here anymore. Why is it not here? So I gave you my vast knowledge of eruditions and the knowledge of physics. And I said, well, some things evaporate into the air and some things that absorbed into the walls of the Kedera. And I says, I'll shneim them on my Debala Kedera. Why did you guys buy that for me? Why did you accept it for me? Why did you buy into this? Why did you think that's what my Debala Kedera meant?
Otherwise, how do you differentiate?
I mean, the Rishonim said, the Rabban said, the Rashi. I mean, the regular Rishonim threw those two things into one phrase. It says, "My Kedera" just means what has no longer, what has been quote unquote, very poetically, very metaphorically, what has been devoured by the Kedera. So things are devoured by the Kedera either through being absorbed or being evaporated. So you guys went along with the Ramban and the Rashva and me, Hafloff of those. We were on the same boat together. But you know what the Rambam. And the Rambam is clearly talking a different language. What does the Rambam describe my Debala Kedera? Exactly what the words mean. My Debala Kedera, namely, you cannot take into consideration what evaporated. What are you, crazy? What evaporated is not here anymore. If it's not here anymore, aim the chachayza b'nei o'gol d'mizeh. What can you take into consideration, says the Rambam? My Debala Kedera, why? Why can you take into consideration what's my Debala Kedera? What's the punchline according to the Rambam?
Still there.
Because it's still here, and halachically it's still part of the what? Still part of the Tarigis. That's why my Debala Kedera is okay, because it's still part of the Tarigis. So that's not Chayzev and Neyim. That's not removing Heter. That's moving the Heter to the sides. But it's still part of the basic Tarigis. And since it's still halachically part of the original Tarigis, therefore you're entitled to be Mitztarfet, to be Mavato the Yisabashishim. So the Rambam solved the problem that the Ramban and the Rashi couldn't figure out. The Ramban and the Rashi were knocking their heads trying to figure out how can you even start if what's evaporated? The answer is you can't. All the Gemara meant is you can even start if what's inside. So when all the dust settles, I'm going to ask you, Rabbi Sai, bottom line, I have a tarovus in front of me, and I'm doing the count, and I'm short 2 or 3 points. I got 58 head there. One is sir, within the pot, literally within the visible parts of the pot. Where do I go from here? What do I do from here? So what would Rashi tell you? What would Rashi say? I'm looking. What would Rashi say? There's no way you can do anything. Why would Rashi say? Because the same way some of the heter is mixed in somewhere that's not visible, so is some of the Isser, and therefore Rashi says under normal circumstances you can't budge. And therefore, even though the Gemara does quote the possibility of Adabella Kadeira as being part of the Shi'ur, Rashi ultimately sides with the Tzadi Zayim Abayz with the conclusion of Tzadi Ches Malta, we don't pass like that. Finish, it's done, history. So Rashi says 99.99% of the time, we can't even invoke any of this Lamaisa because the Metzius is wrong, the physics is wrong. And other Rishayim will say, no, the physics isn't wrong with Tzadi Zayim. Sometimes it's right, and sometimes it's wrong. In the cases where it's right, let's work with it. What does that mean? Let's work with it. So now we have a further machlekes of Rishayim. What would that mean practically to be able to work with it? So according to the Ramban, you can mamish work with it. You can work with the evaporated hefty. You can work with the absorbed hefty. Everything is good. Ayetz chayz v'dayim. Yesterday's terrorist, right? We're not sure what the Ramban meant. The Ramban says, no, you can work with it, but what is it? You can only work with it, the hefty that's balu in the walls of the kadera, not the stuff that evaporates. Which Rishon would be more maker than everybody on the page? Which Rishon would say, this is great, this is wonderful, this is gevaldik. I have no problem. I'm not even bothered with the kasha. Which Rishon sitting in the corner and saying, this Gemara is exactly what I wanted to hear. Who? The Ravid. Because the Ravid back in the Masechta Vedazara, as the Ramban referenced yesterday, happens to be the Rishon who denies Chayz V'Neir. Now again, hopefully we're going to talk about this Ravid down the line a few weeks, months from now. We get to the real Chayz V'Neir is a sugya in and of itself. Way down at the end of this semester, going to be the next semester. So hopefully we'll get to the intricacies of Chayz V'Neir. But the Ravid, unique Shita, in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, will play out radically different from all the other Rishonim without Tzadi Zayim Maseches Chulin. Because he wouldn't even bother with the cash in the first place.
Is Rambam saying halachically it's part of Tarobis, or physically it's a fixed time?
It's probably both. It's probably halachically because it's physically. I don't think it's like a magic. I think the Rambam holds that it's real. Because the Rambam says it's not. You didn't remove the heter. The heter's here. It's inside the walls of the pot. It's still mitzuraf to what's here. So if it's gone up in smoke, that's tachan. Not here anymore. That is tachan. It's been here, but it's not. So chopan, everybody say, everything we've been talking about has been working with the following assumption. We've been working with the assumption that the phrase of Rabbi Chanina, remember the two lishanas of Rabbi Chanina back in the Gemara. Remember way back in the Gemara from yesterday. The scenario that we were addressing was we have a pot and we have what falls into the pot? We have Dabra Asur. Okay, we have a Dabra Asur that falls into the pot. Right, this is trace. This is some kind of a, not too much, so there's no room any hand. Okay. All right, so we have a little bit of a dover also that falls in. All right, now we have a lot of hefter also here. We got to change the physics here. These can't roll. We need like square markers. Okay, so Stolto will put you in charge of it. So yeah, we have a pot. Can everyone see we have it? We have a pot. We have a dover also. We have a dover hamutter. And now we're trying to figure out, can we use some other things to get us over the top? We don't have 60 on our own, so can we use a little bit of other things? What are we possibly going to use? Either we're going to use the Baliyas inside here, we're going to use maybe the Cheres or the Kedera itself, again, the two Lashonas and the Gemara from yesterday. Comes Tosfos on the spot and says, there is something fundamentally flawed with this whole presentation, this whole picture. I mean, there are a lot of things flawed with this particular picture, but this is very, very flawed. Says Tosfos, because if you really believe the Kedera Atzma, which what does their Atzma mean? What did Rashi say? I mean the metal, right? Of course, we're going back to yesterday, right? The metal itself is going to do the trick for us, right? Or the pottery, the earthenware is going to do the trick for us. That's going to add to Shishim. So says Tosfos and says, we're going to create, this is Mr. Alter's famous line, absurdity, what do you call it again? Reductio. I could try to remember it, but I know I like to call on you. Reductio ad absurdum, whatever. Right? Okay. That's right. I tell your wife that whenever we need something absurd, we always call upon you. Okay. That didn't sound well, being at the basic point. Okay. So, comes to us and says, we're going to reductio absurdum this sugya. Says Tosfos, let's play with this Gemara for a second, okay? Let's just follow the Alevik road on this sugya. According to one opinion of the Gemara, we take into consideration the cheres itself. Right? The cheres itself. So a dover also fell in, And we're trying to cheshbon out, do we have shishim or not? And the cheres is going to help us do the trick. So Tosfos paints us the following picture in the kitchen. Tema. Im shir ovi akadera kechamishim zesim, v'nosim b'mayim kishir asara zesim, u'bisha b'osad mam kezayis chaylev. Wow, sounds like a math problem in an algebra region. It's a word problem. It says, Heach yizbat al osu kezayis chaylev b'mayim. Hapshita sheyesh b'mayim tam chaylev. This is Tosfos' argument against absurdity. What does it say? Let's walk through the numbers. Tosfos says, I'm going to challenge you as follows. Okay, I'm going to put some real numbers now. Get my pot out here again. I'll put some real numbers. Says Tosfos, I have a dover also. Okay, here's my scale, my dover also. Right? How much is it? What were the numbers?
One.
Okay. Now, I have, what else? What else do I have in this pot? Water. Okay? I got a lot of water in this pot. Give me a number.
10.
Okay? I mean, it's not necessarily drawn to scale. All right? I got, okay. I should have done my item. I have 10. Okay? So I have a 10 to 1 ratio that doesn't bode very well for Bittul B'Shishim. Okay? But what do I have? I have an unbelievable thick pot. I mean, I didn't draw well, but if I was really dry, you know, it's like unbelievable. Like the fattest of the fattest thick of walls. And when I start to add up, you won't believe it. Now, who's going to help me add again? Remember from yesterday?
Archimedes,
right? He's going to do some of the stickle water displays, I'm going to stick it into the bathtub. I'm going to come to the realization that, according to one day in the Gemara, Kedair Atzma, not even my Dabalik, Kedair Atzma, is how many Zaysim, how many Kazaysim can this displace? What's the answer?
50,
right? Unbelievable numbers, right? So Taisa says, do math, 50 plus 10 equals 60, right? That's the Gemara says. Whereas if you take the Mayim, right? Remember the Gemara says, you're Mishara, the Kippa, the Mayim, the Reita, the Chatichas, everything is inside the pot. So that's 10, plus Amilo B'Kedir Atzma, from the one day in the Gemara, you take 50 of the pot itself. 50 plus 10 is 60. Corresponding to the one Kedir Atzma Chelev, it should be absolutely mutlach and chila to drink this concoction of Chelev and water. Right? That's what Tosfos says. That is the argument of absurdity. Says Tosfos, you know why that's absurd? Why is that absolutely out of bounds, out of the world of reality? I have no idea what chelev tastes like, but one thing I can tell you, that's going to taste like chelev. Okay? There's no shot about it. That is going to taste like chelev. Why? Because as we heard so clearly yesterday, it's ridiculous. What do you mean? How in the world is the metal pot going to be revived at the time that the whole thing doesn't make sense? So it's like, how are you talking such a thing? How did anybody in their right mind ever say such a thing? That this is mutter. So Taisa says that Techaim Rakusha, you have to revamp the entire sugya. We totally missed the boat, says Taisus. Unlike all the other Rishonim, you have to revamp the entire thing. Says Taisus. When the Gemara is discussing the possibility of either the Kedair itself being Mevatel, or the possibility of my Debola Kedair being Mevatel, the Gemara is not addressing it being Mevatel, a Davar, which is inside, I don't mean inside the walls of the pot, sitting floating inside the pot like a piece of Chalev. It is inconceivable that walls of a pot should be Mevatel Chalev. And the chelev is be'en and sitting in the tabachod. It can't be. It's impossible. Elohim. The only thing the Gemara is possibly talking about, the only way that charas hakedera, or maybe my debol kedera, can be mevatel anything for that matter, it can be mevatel. What's Tosfos change now? It can be mevatel something that's what? That's already inside the walls of the pot. Says Tosfos, when we're discussing the charas being mevatel something, Or when we're discussing the heter abalu and the cheres being mevatel something, it is not being mevatel what's in the chosen prophet. It's not being mevatel the chosen itself. The best that it's being mevatel is something that's what? Already balua inside the wall of the prophet. You may be wondering, Rabbi, why do I want to be mevatel? So who's eating something balua inside the wall of the prophet? What do I hear? all the other Rishonim were discussing the Gemara Kepshutel. They were trying to be mevatel the food, trying to be mevatel the chilav that's mamish, not in the walls, but in the pot proper, that's sitting and cooking in the pot, because I want to eat the rest of the contents. I want the rote of the keepers, I want the rest of the food. But if Tosfos is changing the facts and saying, mitzias-wise, there's no way in the world something that's balua inside a wall, or the wall itself, can touch something that's in the cholent, so then who's he asking such a silly kasha, such a silly shayla? Why would you even pose a question about the heter inside? So because of this problem, Tosfos changes the entire case. So comes Tosfos and says, the top of Tzadi Zayim Beis, v'nu l'farsh. The hocha ma'irik, yon d'leisi li'isur be'enei. Guess what? There's no isur here. There is no chelu. That's not the case. Where is the isur? The nivluba b'kedeira k'zayis chelu. Yesterday! Less than 24. Yesterday, we cooked some chelev in this pot. And there's a certain amount of chelev balua inside the walls of the pot. That we know for a fact. And in addition, there were other things also in the walls of the pot. Some dvarim shel heter, some dvarim shel chelev, shel lusser. The achaikach touches is writing the whole new story. The achaikach bish chazu bish shel heter. Now, this is what happened. I cook kosher food in this pot. So what's my shayla now? I'm cooking kosher food in the pot. What am I asking, Rabbi Yisrael?
Came out into the food.
I want to know, wait a second, how much of yesterday's chelev came into the kosher food? That's my shayla. That's what I'm asking. So on that, the Gemara says, you can be mishar in the kedera. The mishar in the kedera, that's what about the Yisrael Shem. Now the 2 days in the Gemara, what does it mean? You can be mishar in the kedera. So one day in the Gemara is that, since we have a pot of everything now is kosher in front of us, is it the case right according to Tosfos? All the contents right now inside the pot are dvarim hamutar and mamish. This is all heter, 100% heter. Everything is mutar. But tucked away inside, what do I know that I have? I have a little bit of what? I got little drops of what? Of chelev from yesterday. Okay, and so potentially that chelev is going to go in, is going to trafe everything up, and I don't necessarily have shishim corresponding to that chelev. What's going to potentially save the day, Rabbi Yisai? What can help me go over the top? The kedera. And what does that mean, the kedera can help me go over the top? Give me two pshatim. According to one day in the Gemara, the metal itself. According to the other day in the Gemara, only the balu of heter from before. That's what the sugya is talking about. So says Tosfos, you missed the boat, Legamre, and the entire thing. Whoever missed share yesterday, Tosfos, that's fine, because it was the wrong case. Yesterday we spent the whole day learning the wrong case. Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ramban, all learned the wrong case. This is the right case, says Tosfos. Because otherwise it's inconceivable that a kedera itself should be even vassal anything. Adkan, the Ver Tosfos. Rabbi said, there's one ha'ara I want to make in this Tosfos, and then I want to begin the new subject. Tosfos just described that there are two things inside, balu inside the walls of the kedera. There's chelev, and what else is there? There has to also be heter. We'll keep the same color coding, right? There has to be heter in the walls also. Okay, so all the red is chelev, and this is all heter. This is iser, and this is heter. So Gemara wants to know, I'm short of shishim. I don't have full shishim in this hat there. Can I start with mitzvah, either the walls of the kedera or at least my debola kedera, etc.? That's what I'm not sure about. That's the tula shayla in Rebbe Shemina. Who sees a potential pitfall in that opinion of my debola kedera? Let's think it through really, really carefully. The Gemara is presenting one possibility that here I have, let's say, 40 to one, no problem. You can go ahead and collect the other little pieces of heter here, and I'll put me over the edge. I'll have a total of 60. And the Gemara says that's okay. And according to one day, you can even take the metal itself for good luck. But one day says the metal no, but the little dvarim shel heter yes. Who sees three words that's going to undermine that? Three words. We say more than three words, it's wrong. Three words. No, I don't need three words. What's those talking about? Anyone remember that phrase? If you don't, we're going to take away some credit from yesterday's bechinah. Chatichanas Nevela means when you have two stages of taravis. The first stage of Tarovas, Taka was not Batil. There wasn't enough Heth to be Batil the Yisur. So if you hold Chatikadas Nevela, all the Heth became what? Kedashem Yisur. And now when you start the second Tarovas, what do you need? Shishim Keneged, not just the original Yisur, but Keneged what? Keneged that original Heter also, because that was the star of the Yisur. That's Chatikadas Nevela. Correct? So wait a second. Isn't this a gross violation of Chatikadas Nevela? When I originally cooked a few hours ago, and some Isser went to the walls, some Heth was into the walls. What happened in the walls of this pot?
Okay.
Was there enough to mevatel the Isser? What's the answer? Obviously not. So if you invoke Chatikadas as Nevela, what should happen is all of the Heth, all the green just changed colors. All the green just became what? It became red. Because Chatikadas Nevela just kicked in. I don't have any Heth there anymore. I don't have the extra 20 anymore. I got a half dozen more Isser on my hands. So how in the world could the Gemara say, my Debala Kedair, you're good to go? That the Heter that's in the walls of the Kedair will put you over the top. Mapito, not only will it not put you over the top, it's going to sink you deeper into the bottom because of Chatikah Nasas Nevela. So Tosis just ignored that. Tosis just totally ignored all the sugars of Chatikah Nasas Nevela back on the Tzadivav, ignored of Kuf Aleph, Kuf Kuf Aleph. What happened to Chatikah Nasas Nevela? So somebody's going to tell me that this is the Zubin Ephraim talking. Zubin Ephraim, I never heard of Chatikah Nasas Nevela except my boss Michal. I mean, as Yakir Zubin Ephraim missed us, as we pointed out yesterday, it's unlikely that you would have a Stam Tosis in the middle of Chulin of Tzadi Zion after spending weeks and months discussing the intricacies of Rabbi Natan ben Ephraim, only to re-talk about it again in a lot later. He had just, in their own merry way, just read, oh, by the way, this is great, this is cool. I mean, we never heard of Chatikah, we're Rabbi Ephraim people. I mean, it would have behooved Tosis to at least make mention of the fact that Rabbi Natan, who was not a nobody in the world of the Bali Tosis, now, by the way, Rabbi Natan would never say this pshat. It's like a little bit misleading in the Bali Tosis. So what else could be the solution to this problem?
It's not a Chatikah.
So you're going to tell me, I know David's going to tell me that it's, you only say Chatikah Nasveil on a full Chatikah, not on a what? Not like a half Chatikah, something like that, is what you're saying?
No, not even.
You're not even saying that. I was going to lead you down the path and then mince meat out of you. What was I going to quote? Who was I going to quote? Who remembers? No, come on. Who was the Rishon that said Chatikah Nasveil, not Chatzi Chatikah? You know, I don't remember it because Tyson made such. Who was it? Who remembers it, Tyson? Back on the bottom. Where was it? Sadivav and Beis, what? Rav Elazar Mitz. Remember the Chazara, guys? Chazara, post the Bechina. Tyson has the bomb kasha back on Sadivav. How could you ever have a Nisra of Wat? Every Wat is always Chikanas the Vela. How could you have a dinner of Kedei Wat? Klipa, shouldn't every klipa, one klipa makes another klipa, another klipa, another klipa, another domino effect, shinas and everything. How could the Gemara ever talk about? The Gemara has loads and loads of sugyas, hundreds of sugyas. Okay, two sugyas, about klipa. Right, in Mishnah Psachim, a little diakir, and Gemara here, about the klipa. How could you have the klipa? What out the chitikas avela? So the Lazimitz came up with this very, very creative answer. What was it?
There we go.
You only say chitikas avela, not a chatzi chitikas. So what did Taisha say? Taisa, they never heard such a thing. Taisa says, well, what is Rabbi Nerif? What's he talking about? Wait, what was the Lashon? Where was that?
Top
of Tzadi Zayin.
In the Tom.
Taisa says, there's no reason for that. Again, I'm playing with Tom. There's no Tom for that. Can't be. Off the record, when we read the Rabbi Lazmi Mitz, we were like on Taisa's team. In the Tom. That didn't make any sense. Uh-huh. Until we got to the Mamakomos of the next Sugya. Anyone already see? Anyone jumped ahead of the Mamakomas? So, one of the later Mamakomas in the Sugya, the Mamakomas, is going to be a Sefer Yerayim in Siman Mem Ches. Anyone get up to that yet? That is written by Rabbi Elazar Mitz. That is going to be the answer to that secret, to that puzzle of Rabbi Elazar Mitz. Rabbi Elazar Mitz knew exactly what he was saying and had an unbelievable time what he said. Tells you they didn't like it, but he had an unbelievable time what he said, but hang in there until we get a little bit later. So you're going to tell me, Kirsch is going to tell me, I'm going to tell him that he's telling me that, oh, that's why there's no Chatikah Nasveila, because it's a Chatzi Chatikah. I wouldn't buy into that in a million years. That's not Tosis. Tosis would never mach a vech Rabbi Elazar Mitz last off and then bring it back chesed makes without chayz b'nei, without even telling you.
But I'm saying, what is?
But the, you're saying even better. Rekursha is saying it's even better, smarter than what I was subscribing to. He's saying that no. Zevin Fandor from the Stasis, that you don't see a katikanas mevela on what? On Belias. Belias are not subject to katikanas mevela. The ends are subject to katikanas mevela, not Belias. Why that should be so? We have no idea.
Because it's katikanas mevela, not Belias nas mevela.
You've been learning your yichul for 3 months. You don't know that a Belias are just little pieces of katikas floating around?
I don't think so.
Okay. So comes the Ramban in the next sugya and says, you're right, that Belias are not nasas available. We have no idea why, and we have a lot of shem who disagree. Stay tuned for the next sugya. But it would appear that that's what Tosis had in mind here also. So a diuk in this Tosis, again, you have to figure out the map of Tosis and realize that Tosis is changing the case from all the other Rishonim. And by doing so, by inventing a new case that the other Rishonim didn't have, Tosis just machta vef, just took the tinas nevela and threw it out the window. And the only way to explain why, unless you were resorting to a bit of friars or galas and mitzvahs, which were not Tosis's mainstream sheet, is you have to fall back on this idea that there's no chadiras nevela on Belias. Anyone know who made this deal in Tosis? Who was the one who discovered this in Tosis? Anyone know? Nobody less than the Bir HaGra, the Halach of Vilna Gaon, made this halacha. Because the Gra read every Tosis, and he read every line in Tosis, and he's medayik millions of dinim from every word of Tosis. So the Bir HaGra, in the Sibit, the dinim Shulchan Aruch about Chetichanas Nevela, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, whether you say Chetichanas Nevela by Belias, the Gaon says, Ayin Tosis Tari Zayin of days. The top, the Ayin Shab, and you realize which side of the fence Tosis falls down on. The Tosis, this Tosis is a diuk, is not translated by Belias. Why that Shita should exist, we don't know yet, to be determined in the next thing. So again, that was just a Shirat of the Sugya. So in all of ourselves, we might say this was a fairly simple Sugya. We had two Lashonis in Rabbi Chanina, we had Rashi's startling Pshatim, we had Tzvekas Derais of Lechumad, the Rabbanan, the Rashbas, the Stephen Rashbas from yesterday. We had the Ramban and the Rashba's diukim that if we would know the numbers, we would be able to be all right with these funny kinds of shishim. But I'm the Chayz of Aniyo, we're not really sure. The Rambam had a whole unique approach, and then Tais over here turns the whole sugya on its head by changing the entire scenario, the entire illustration. But by doing so, Tais has run into a brick wall in terms of Chizkas Nevela, and has to fall back on the going says, there's no Chizkas Nevela by Belias. So everyone knows that this is all just within, Rabbi Chanina said one word. Rabbi Chanina said, B'kedera. That's all. And we spent a day and a half just trying to figure out what in the world the word B'kedera meant.
The case we're talking about, that's
another thing.
What was the case that he didn't realize?
Nobody knew anything. The guy wasn't holding. He was sitting and learning. His wife told him to cook some food. He didn't realize the pot's straight. Yeah. It's not holding.
By the Kedera, didn't we have a Prima Gavin that says that there's a difference between Blias that come from Chaticha and from Araisa?
Yeah, that's on the level of the Araisa. Like I mean, Bas B'Cholav, maybe we've got Tamtika, maybe. But that was all within the Bas B'Cholav angle. Yeah. Probably not really much of a difference than that. Okay, everybody say, who's ready for a new sugya? Brand new sugya. Get those tapes moving, yeah.
Is it possible that